Shmaitzah Shir, Sunday night, Or Lachas Kislev. Shmaitzah Vav, Perek Zayin. And we got stuck here on something, but then I realized, Baruch Hashem, I looked up the Pnei Yeshua, and there was no reason to be stuck. What's going on here? The Pnei Yeshua, we're talking about Eirecha Keneged Arov, and the Pnei Yeshua says that it's Maisim B'chol Yom, that we do believe in Eirecha Neged Arov, that's his premise. He wants to know why, if an Eirecha is not good against Chazaka, so then Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba Adif, why would he be Neman Keneged Arov? So the Pnei Yeshua says that an Eirecha is not Neman Keneged Chazaka, that's Lo Isra, with no Reus on it. Chazaka, that there's no Reus, so we have no reason to believe things change. We don't know that they didn't, and that's why it's called Chazaka. But we have there's no seed, but there's no drora, there's no reyusa. There's no reason to think it changed. Sometimes you have a chazaka without a reyusa. You don't know if she's divorced or not, but you don't have no reason to think she is. You just don't know. So you have a chazaka. That's a chazaka de lo isra. But when you have a drara, you have a get that was given, and it's safek korav law, so that's a chazaka with a reyusa. That's a chazaka. You still have a chazaka, but it has a reyusa. So the Pnei Yeshua is mechadesh that an eidechad is not neman and neged a chazaka, that there's no reyusa. He's again, he's coming to say this person died and she's no longer an eishes ish. So that chazaka that she was an eishes ish up till now has no reyusa. We have no suffix. The eidechot is coming to be mechadish to us that he died. So he's against the chazaka without a reyusa. And that chazaka, the Pnei Yeshua says, is taka odif meruba. That such a chazaka is stronger than rov. And it's only the chazaka with a reyusa that's weaker than rov. And so maybe an eidechot would be neman against the chazaka with a reyusa. And when it says all the cases in Yevamos that talk about the eidechot not being neman against the chazaka, is a chazaka without a reyusa. So when the eidechot talks against when he says like the miut against the rov, that's the equivalent of a chazaka with a reyusa, because you have the miut there. That's the way the Pnei Yeshua apparently says. Now we'll start from the Shmaitzah inside. Shmaitzah Vav Perek Zayin. V'laniyus da'itei loy motzosi b'shumokum loymar chazaka odif meruba. I don't find any, I'm not convinced by the Pnei Yeshua. I don't find anywhere that chazaka is better than rov, any type of chazaka. V'agon ha'nizkar nimshach l'shitosel so Perek Hamadir ayin shom shehela de chazaka de lo isra odif meruba, which is what indeed the Pnei Yeshua says. The suffix there, if it's a treifa, he bought it, when did it become a treifa? So the cheskos aguf says he has to pay the money. But the cheskos aguf can. Ayin Shom. So on Thursday we were nishtomein that what are we talking about? This is a chazaka with a reyusa. They found a machat in the animals, and the answer is poshut, I'm afraid. We looked up the Pnei Yeshua because we're talking about kanimsa kanhoya. So the reshus of the mocher, it's a chazaka without a reyusa. The reyusa was nolad in the reshus of the lokeach. And that's good for his point. That's the Gemara. This is the sugi of Kanimsa Kanhoya. And there is no Reyusa in the Rishus of the Mocher. The Reyusa is in the Rishus of the Lokeach. So the Chazaka that we're following there, that is Motzi Momen, is a Chazaka without a Reyusa, plain and simple. Because it's the Cheskos HaGuf that in the Rishus of the Mocher, it was a Sholem. So that's without a Reyusa. And that's the Pnei Yeshua. But the Shmaitzah does not hold of that whole structure. For Chasadnu Bezeh B'Shmaitzah Beis, the Hosum Gabi Machat Taim Achrina is Begava. he says they have stam lo machzikina reyes or mershus l'rishus. If you remember, the Shmaitzer holds that this business of kanenta kanoya is more than just chazaka, like ein machzikin reyes, and it's just a whole. It's not even chazaka. It's even stronger than chazaka. It's not just chesed. It's something even stronger. So he rejects the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. Again, the Pnei Yeshua is coming from a premise that Maisim B'chol Yom, that an Eid Echad is Neman against the Rov. Maisim B'chol Yom. And therefore he wants to know why. If he's not Neman against the Chazaka, Ruba B'chazaka, Ruba Adif. That's the question. So now the Shmaitzer is going to address that question. L'chein Niril Anias Daiti B'zev Tevadei Ruba B'chazaka, Ruba Adif. True. All. Because he's an Eishes Ish. He said, "I am a Kadeshus Li." So until we believe him, until he's Neman, there's a presumption. There's a Chazaka. How do I mikri is Chazak Yisura? Now the Hechad the Afle Divrei Ha'ed Habo Lahatir Ha'isur Mikanu Lahabo Moiduhu Demeikara Aser Hoya. He's moider that he's up against the Chazaka. This was not a lot of people here had been kindness to this. They said it makes no sense. I don't agree. Because the Indian of an Eid Echad being Neman against the Chazaka is, again, we're not chayshu she's lying. The question is how strong is his Nemanus. So if he's not going against the Chazaka, if according to his words, if his Eidus is not against the Chazaka, so I see nothing wrong with the measuring rod being Dvarov. Lidvarov, he's not against the Chazaka. So there's no, you have two forces coming in conflict. But if Lidvarov, there's no conflict. So what's wrong with following Dvarov and Lidvarov? There's no conflict. See, if you'd say, if you would think of it as an Eid Echad negative Chazaka, like we don't believe, if that would be the operative sentence, when an Eid Echad is against the Chazaka, like we don't believe him. So you say, well, so we view it from our perspective. From our perspective, it's against the Chazaka. Like, why should we believe him just because Lidvarov is not against the Chazaka? You would follow our perspective. But I don't think that's a correct sentence, or it's not precisely correct. Shadows when he's against the Chazaka, he's not Neman enough. His words is like he's only Neman against, it's not a question of lying and do we believe him. He's only Neman against up to a 50-pound force. And this is a 60-pound force. He's not Neman. But if Lidvarov, then you view it from his perspective.
Why?
Why? Because there's no reason why not. Okay, you know what? I don't know. Oh. I can't.
What?
You have to think about it.
I'm thinking. Well, I'm talking.
I can't explain.
Funny.
I can't explain it any better than I can. If it's a question of who we believe, I can't explain it any better than I can. I'll try once more. I'm not capable of explaining it. You know, if it's felt in Hasbara, felt in Abona, maybe I don't understand it so well myself. This is the best I can explain it. And if it's a question of who do we believe, so then it makes sense, it makes more sense to view it from our perspective, not from the AIDS perspective. But if you're clarifying how strong are the AIDS words, are they strong enough to be ungenommen? Are they strong enough to be poil? Are they strong enough to effect a din? So then I'd view it from his perspective, because I want to know how strong he has to be. So if Lidvarov, it's smoke and mirrors. Lidvarov, he's not going up against anything. So I'll accept it. So his words will have the effect. If it's a question of who do I believe, who are you going to believe? Me or the Chazaka? So then I'll view it from my perspective. But that's not the way that's going. It's not a question of who do you believe. It's a question of how strong is the aid. So then I'll view it from the aid's perspective. If I want to know if the aid is strong enough to effect Isser, let's say he's a heter in this case, saying it's mutter. So then I'll view it from his perspective. How strong does the aid have to be? He doesn't have to be strong enough to punch a hole in a chazaka, because he's saying, Lidbarav, there's no chazaka. So he doesn't have to be that strong. If I say, you have to be strong enough to carry a 50-pound package, but from your perspective, you're carrying a 40-pound package, so you could do it. If that works for you, fine. So then I'm honest.
No,
I'll only end up repeating myself, which I don't think you want me to do. I can't explain it any better. I'll just repeat myself one more time. If you think that'll be beneficial, I'm willing to repeat myself.
No,
but I can't add hasbara. To me, this is the most I could be mouthed it. If it's a question of who do we believe, then we view it from our perspective. If it's a question of how strong he is, then I'll view it from his perspective.
Who is we?
We are the people listening and deciding if we're going to take on what the aid says. The aid is telling us she's not an Ashishish. I said Lee by mistake, she's not an Ashishish. So it's a question of who do I believe? Do I believe the aid or do I believe the Chazaka? So then I'll view it from my perspective. From my perspective, there's a boxing ring, and in this corner is the aid, and in this corner is the Chazaka. And I'm the referee. So we view it from my perspective, because I'm deciding who wins this fight. But that's not the pshat. It's not a question of who do you believe, the aid or the chazaka. It's a question of, is the aid strong enough to have his words accepted and acted upon? There's different strengths. We said this, b'nageya, a different inyan in the Shmites a few days ago. It's a question of how neman are you. It's not a question of lying. I'll lend you $10, but I won't lend you $100. I'll lend you $100, but I won't lend you $1,000. I'll lend you $1,000, but I won't lend you $10,000. It's not the pshat when it comes to $10,000, all of a sudden I think you're a ganav. Pshat is you have a certain degree of nemanus, and that degree only takes you this far. It doesn't take you any further. It's not that powerful. So then if I want to question the aid's power, how strong he is, so then it makes sense to me to view it from his perspective. He's saying, I don't have to be that strong. I'm not fighting a chazaka. I'm fighting a nothing. I'm fighting a no chazaka. Okay.
And that's not the dialectic process with Mark, was that the Talmud can ask on the Rav, and together they malabin emes. So I thought that by asking Kasha, it helps them together to malabin emes. But the Rav is saying, no, this is the explanation. Take it or leave it.
I didn't say take it or leave it. I am admitting that I am lokui in my ability to explain it any better.
I'm even more lokui, but I still have a question.
I am validating your question, and I'm apologizing for not being able to answer it. I am validating your question, and I am apologizing for not being able to answer it. I can keep repeating myself, but I'm aware that I'll only be repeating myself. I am aware that I'm not being Moshe Hesper. I've reached the peak of my ability to be Moshe.
Sometimes,
which I do, I can't help it.
You get a new Hashem will open up the Shari Chafa and Bruno.
I wish I wasn't Zeicher. Do you want to give a try?
No. I'm
don't know what it also means. I'm not stuck.
Well, bro, I just said he has an inability to answer the question.
I'm not stuck. I'm stuck in my ability to be masquerade to you. I understand this fully.
Oh. So,
I understand this fully.
I can't
enter your head with my workman's tools and work on your head. I only have my head. I understand it fully. I'm at peace. I'm going to go to sleep tonight, and I'm going to understand the Shmites. It's really Hagos Maimony. I understand Hagos Maimony perfectly. I understand it sounds strange, and I hold I have the key to understanding it. That it's not, we don't view it from the referee's perspective, because I'm not choosing who to believe. We view it from the aide's perspective, because we're clearing how strong is he. So he doesn't have to be strong enough to punch a hole in the chazakah, because he's not talking against the chazakah from his perspective.
He needs to be believed.
You need to din nehmanus, right? No. He needs to din nehmanus, but the din nehmanus, you're not listening.
Not listening.
Yes, he needs a din nehmanus, but the din nehmanus is from his perspective, not from ours.
I'll find that's what I said.
You're more chashuv to me than any afron you're going to show me. I'm explaining that goes my money. What good is it going to, what are you going to show me?
So why do we bring this now? I mean, how does that help us with our problem?
We didn't even get to the Shmaitzer's point yet. We got stuck on Douglas Maimony, which we happened to learn in Shmaitzer. Hey,
right.
I don't know why.
So we're going to bring it. We're going to bring it now.
Yeah, he's making a tush now. That just like your problem is with Douglas Maimony, not with the Shmaitzer.
Yeah.
Douglas Maimony.
No, just one.
It's not a kasha. It's what, okay. What is that Goes Maimony
this
saying?
I'm
explaining that Goes Maimony.
Wait.
That Goes Maimony says.
No, we're trying to get to why he's believing.
Yeah, we're going
to
get there. We didn't get there. We hit a roadblock. Now we're going to go weiter. Meanwhile, he brought down that Goes Maimony that you measure the nemonis of an Eid Echad from his perspective, and when according to him there's no chazaka, then he has the requisite nemonus. He has the nemonus because he's not going against the chazaka. So says the Shmaitz. Holy mikis chazik yisur. I'm still in the Hagos Maimony. Alehecha dafu divrei ha'eda b'lahatar iser mikano laba moiduhu demei kara aser hoya. So the divrei ha'ed, he's also going against the chazaka. He's saying she's divorced. I'm going against the Chazaka. The Chazaka says she's an Eishesish. That's the Chazaka to make Kara. And I'm saying the Matzav changed. Chazaka says the Matzav didn't change. And I'm saying the Matzav did change. And that's against the Chazaka. But if I'm saying there was no Matzav, Rabosai, then he's not called, his nemonis doesn't have to be a nemonis of against the chazaka, because he's saying there is no chazaka. He's saying there never was a chazaka. He's saying, and I'm not saying the matzah changed, and the chazaka saying the matzah didn't change, and I'm saying there was no matzah. And he's not meant to say there was no matzah. So now the Shmaitzer picks up from there and makes his point with Eid Echad against the Rove. Yeah, Umavur. We're up to the paragraph of Umavur. Umavur, the Hod Eid Echad Neman Kneged Chazaka, Hainu Davka Hecha, Shagam Ledivri Ha'ed Meikora Asura Haisa, Ubol Haitzi Mecheska. So the Chazaka says the Matzah did not change, and he is saying the Matzah did change. Abu Chaticha Shinasarva Bena Chatichos. He's saying when the eight says this is from the miut, he's not going against a rove. He's saying there's no taruvos. There's no taruvos. Just like when he's saying she was never an Eishes Ish. So he's saying I'm not going against the chazaka. I'm saying there was never a matzav. So here he's saying there was never a taruvos. Rove and miut are factors in a taruvos. And called the Parish Meruba Parish. It's coming from the Tarubos, and you want to know from which set in the Tarubos it's coming. If you remember your myth, what set is coming from the majority set or it's coming from the minority set? So we say called the Parish Meruba Parish. But if the eight says they are not mixed together, they're not mixed together. There's no Tarubos.
So
there's no more robe, there's no miut. He's not going against the robe. He's saying the whole, if there is no robe and miut. There's no taruvos, no, it's like saying there's no matzah by the chazaka. Havu chatichos and esarva bena chatichos, lo havi ruba, meaning their whole dialectic of rove and miut is only if they're mixed together. For someone that doesn't recognize which is which, so they're mixed together. So you have a rove, of the Taruvos and a miyut of the Taruvos.
Before the effect came along, they were all in a pot, pieces of meat in a pot. And they were to the normal unaided eye, they were indistinguishable one from another. We didn't know what's what.
To us, right.
Okay.
Now the aid said.
They're still in one pot, they're still pieces of meat. They're all baked to the layman, they all look like just the same thing.
Right.
And this guy comes and says, no, nothing's mixed up here.
Right. Beautiful. Very well put.
Why do you believe it?
Why shouldn't they believe in Echad Nemah Bisurin? The answer to your question is Echad Nemah Bisurin. That's why.
Yeah, question.
Yeah.
Except, why did we ever think it was a Roman meeting?
We weren't as smart as the Schmeitzer.
What? Because we didn't know. We knew there were a majority of Trefas and a minority of kosher pieces.
And they saying there's no Terubos.
So why did we think there was?
Because to us, to our untrained eye, there was a Terubos. Neid Echad, who's Nemon B'Isurin, is saying, I recognize what's what.
But we know there was a row. We definitely know there was a row of traitors and me.
You can only say that after the Taruvos.
He knows which one.
Irrelevant. It's not just irrelevant. I'm sorry. There is no row in me. The words are nonsense words. Once there's no
Taruvos. But why do you believe him?
Because Neid Echad Nemon B'Isurin.
But he's against the row.
No, he's not.
By the way, I did see this kasha, but very much asked by Elder Akronim.
I don't care. You are more kosher than me than all the Akronim in the world.
That doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
The whole subject is Nemah. On comes a single aid. We want to know how strong is an Eid Echad. Eid Echad is not Eid.
Why shouldn't he be Nemah? Eid Echad Nemah B'Isurin. And he's not against the row.
We know there's a row.
He's saying there's no Terubos.
We know there's a row thing, but it's in one pot.
It's the same as what we discussed before.
I know.
That's
right.
That's
why.
That's exactly. That's why. That's why. It's the same point. I know. But it's okay. I think it's.
Don't tell me about other Achronim. You are more chashuv by me than all the other Achronim put together.
If someone's colorblind and so he doesn't know which jelly bean's which,
yeah.
And somebody else comes along and he's not colorblind and he says, oh, this is purple and this is green.
So they don't have them and be sure.
But we don't know if it, but of course
there's no road to fight him.
We know there's a road.
We have no reason not to believe him. He's not going against the road. He's saying there's no Terubos.
That's only according to him.
So what?
But why don't we go according to the basis? We don't know what it is.
Faison's not saying differently.
When a guy comes to the base, Eid Echad should always say, believe me, there was no murder case because whatever.
No, he's very clear. The Shmaita is very clear. When Eid Echad says, I am, even the Dvarai, she was an Asher Sish up till 2 o'clock, and I'm saying that matzah have changed, so that's against the Chazaka, because he's saying the matzah have changed. The Chazaka says it didn't change. And the equivalent by Rav, the Shmaitz is going to say, let me jump ahead just to try, is by Ruben the lesser come on, so then he's against the Rav. No matter what he says, he's against the Rav.
There's a Rav there.
He's against the Rav. The Rav, Ruben the lesser come on, says Rav animals in the world are not trefos. And he's saying, but this one is. So that's against the Rav. Because a Ruben the lesser come on,
the definition
there's
is
no
there.
Taruvos. It is existent without a Taruvos. So the Eid Echad is not saying there's no rov. The Koach HaRov is there even L'divrei Ha'Eid. That's what the Shmaita says. It's beautiful. So that's called against the rov, and Itaka would not be Neman against the Ruba the Lesser come on. He's Neman against the Ruba the Issa come on because he's not really against the Ruba the Issa come on. He's saying there's no Taruvos.
What about the Yeshua?
The Bnei Yeshua says an Eid Echad is never negative role.
He doesn't make a feeling between Eisik
Kamar
and Eisik Kamar.
No, he says he's Neman against the role. Now, Aruba Deisa come on is general. Aruba Deisa come on is generally held to be stronger than Aruba Deisa come on. So I would assume if the Bnei Yeshua holds an Eid Echad is Neman against Aruba de Issa come on, Koshke is Neman neged Aruba de Lesser come on. Masheged, according to the Shmaitzer, he's not Neman neged Aruba de Issa come on. It's just that he's saying there's no Tarubos. But by Aruba de Lesser come on, which is grabbed the weaker, but the issue of Tarubos is not relevant, so he's against the Rove. So he's not Neman. He's not Neman against the Chazaka, so he ain't Neman against the Rove either. So the Shmaitzer presents us with two cases by Chazaka and two cases by Rove, where counterintuitively, in one case he's Neman, in one case he's not Neman. He's Neman by Chazaka, he's not Neman when even the Dvarov, the Chazaka is existent. And he's going against the Psak of Chazaka, which says no change, no change, no change. And he's saying yes, change, yes, change, yes, change. And he is Neman when he's saying, Abosa, you're mistaken, there's no Chazaka here. No Chazaka. Yeah? So that's, yeah. And by Rove, ironically, or counterintuitively, even though Reuben the Lesser Kamon is weaker than Reuben the Issa Kamon, but he made an end run maneuver around the Reuben the Issa Kamon. He said there's no Taruvis, so the whole issue of Issa is not relevant. There's no Rove, there's no Mian. There's no Taruvos. When there's no Taruvis, there's no Rove, and there's no Mian. Mashiach Reuben the Lesser Kamon is a fact, is an ever present fact. So he's going against the Rove. He's saying this animal's a Trefa. And the Rove is saying it's not a Trefa. So he's against the Rove. So ironically, he'll end up being not Neman against the Reuben the Lesser Kamon, and yes, Neman can I get a Reuben the Issa Kamon, so to speak. I say so to speak because the whole point is he's not really Kenegan the Reuben the Issa Kamon. And so that's ironic, because really Reuben the Issa Kamon is stronger than a Reuben the Lesser Kamon. All this is in the Shmaitza. So he says, Avala Makir to someone who has glasses, the Odeya Shechaticha Zushuman. So the one who recognizes the pieces, even though it's in the same pot, it's not mixed up with the other one, because he recognizes what's what. And if he recognizes what's what, he's not mixed up. From his perspective also, he's against the Chazaka. Because the Chazaka is saying she does not change. And he's saying she did change. So that's called against the Chazaka.
You want to be believed, you shouldn't say that
he's saying she was Niskarish. He doesn't have to say the Chazaka. She says she's saying there was a Gerishin. So that's automatically that she was an Eishes Ish up till now. I'm going to try once more. Your question's an excellent question. Why should we view things from his perspective? Imitation. I'm trying to answer. Please listen. I'm addressing that exact point. And I'm being masbir, and I will be masbir to all the achronim who ask the question also. The question is, what you're really asking is, why in the world should we view it from his perspective? Mechitesi. I'm answering. Because it's not a question of who do you believe more. If I say, who do I believe more, the Eid or the Chazaka, then I am looking at it from the referee's perspective. I'm deciding who I'm going to believe. The one in this corner or the one in that corner. So then the logical, compelling perspective would be to view it from my perspective. Why should I view it from the eighth perspective? I'm deciding whom to believe. The oimek hadvarim is that's not what's going on. I'm not deciding whom to believe. I'm deciding, is the eighth strong enough to be believed? Is he a 90-pound weakling, or is he a 100-pound weakling? Then it makes sense to view it from his perspective. If in his perspective, he's not going against the Chazaka, so I have no reason not to take on his words. I'll view it from his perspective. If I want to know how Neman he is, I'll view it from his perspective, not from mine. His Eidach Neman Bisurin. So I want to know how Neman is he. But he's not Neman against the Chazaka. But his words are not against the Chazaka. His words are not against the Chazaka. His words are... Okay.
I hear you, Rabbi. We don't
Okay, let's go back to Lepisa Nira. You keep saying that. I'm trying to explain to you. The business perspective is relevant if they're deciding... If they're like the referees. So you say, who should I believe? You or you? Reuven or Shimon? The Eid of the Chazakah. So then you look at it from their perspective, because they're deciding who to believe. But if they believe in Eid Echad. The question is, he has to be strong. He can't be weak. So he's saying...
Why to determine how strong he is?
No, we're not doing... We know how strong he is.
Just ask him.
We're not determining how strong he is. We know he's strong enough to be believed not against the Chazaka, and he's not strong enough to be believed against the Chazaka.
So why is he going to tell us if he's going against the Chazaka or not? That's all.
He's telling us that he's not... He is not going against the Chazaka.
Only know that from him.
No. Where do we know from? Well, that's a Metzius. He's saying, I made a mistake in my words. He's not being machadish to us that he's not going against the Chazaka. We don't have to believe him that he's not going against the Chazaka. According to the reality of his dibur, he's not going against the Chazaka. He is saying, I made a mistake. I never meant to say a rabbi kodeshishly. So those words are not against the Chazaka. Just like the words, I recognize which is Chalev and which is Shuman, are automatically not dealing with a Taruvos. He's not telling us that he's not going against the Chazaka, then you'd be right. Why should I believe him that he's not going against the Chazaka? I don't have to believe him that he's not going against the Chazaka. He's not going against the Chazaka. His words are not against the Chazaka. His words are, I made a mistake, and I was never Makadisha. So those words are not against the Chazaka. So they're strong enough to be believed. Because they're not a dibur, they're not an edus, they're not an assertion that's against the Chazaka. That's maybe the nekuda that was missing here. He's not telling us he's not going against the Chazaka. He's not going against the Chazaka because we hear what he's saying. He's saying, I never was Makadisha. That dibur is not against the Chazaka. Okay, by definition. Okay, I'm sorry.